Well, as we approach Christmas, many of you will be thinking about, what will I buy that special person in my life? Well, you never know, you may have a secret Santa to get something for. Well, each year we also speak with the Who Shop in London, because there's lots of Whovians, lots of sci-fi fans out there, and even if you're blind or partially sighted, there's so much you can get now that's accessible when it comes to DVDs or talking books or toys or, should I say, merchandise and memorabilia. Well, it's time to catch up with Alexandra Loosely Soul down there in London. Hello, Alexandra.
Welcome to everybody listening in. Always good to be back, despite being a little chilly down in London, and I believe it's very, very, very chilly up in Scotland. You need a Doctor Who blanket and some Doctor Who furry boots to keep you warm.
Well, funnily enough, Alexandra, I was just going to ask you about some of the, what's this popular stuff you're selling now at the moment?
Since the new arrival of the 13th Doctor, we've had a swing towards things a little more feminine. So bags and satchel bags, purses, card holder wallets, which could be for anybody. So it's been a real resurgence of things. Obviously, we've got now the new 13th Doctor screwdriver, which is it's very different. Each of the Doctors have their own sort of stamp on it. This new one, it's a bit off the wall, really. I'm glad it wasn't pink. That's all I can say. Pink and sparkly. So it is in as much as it's the same tradition. You get the noise, you get the sound effects. But this one thing I am very excited to talk about, especially to your listeners. We've had some audios that are the stories of the annuals. So those past annuals that came out, Dalek annuals. That Hartnell, William Hartnell, the first Doctor, the first and the second annual, have been put onto audio. So more people can get opportunity to be aware of the first Doctor annuals, and they've also done them for the Dalek annual stories as well. So you've got a lovely movement for opening more doors for people to be able to hear the old stories that those times would have been closed off to them. And they're brilliant. They're lovely just to listen to. So whoever out there in the BBC who decided to do it, pat them back to you.
Well done.
Brilliant move.
Do you get a lot of call for then for the audiobooks? And I know the DVDs, a lot of them are audio described as well now. Do they still fly off the shelf?
They do indeed. And funny enough, Ian Williams actually does a lot of the audio description for the DVDs. And he's been doing it a long time, and I've known Ian, 30-odd years. So it's lovely to be able to have that extra little bit, that, you know, that go that extra yard to include our Who family, because let's face it, we are a very extended and very multifunctional Who family.
And lots of things that make noises and flashy lights and things as well.
Bubble hats. Our own, we've got lots of exclusives this year for the Who Shop. We've got, I say, purses, Oyster card holders for people who come down and use that wonderful Oyster system that we have in London. You can use that for your staff card or for your credit card, things like that. We've tried to make things a lot of our own, even so much as having blankies for the doggy.
That's
even
nice.
The doggy or the pussycat get opportunity, but they've got their own blanket as well to keep warm, bless.
Quickly, the guide dog will probably be asking for one for his Christmas then.
Now, funny you should say that, because I've got a very, very lovely announcement to make, and I hope you're all going to be pleased with it. We have a museum at the shop. The proceeds for that museum, we choose charities. This year, we have raised money to buy a guide dog and name it. You're the first to know, so anyone who's out there in about 12 months' time or 18 months' time, when that doggy has completed his training and everything, and you hear someone being called Sharda, and they say to you, this dog is Sharda, you'll know where it came from. And I hope a Doctor Who fan gets him or her.
That's absolutely great. Fabulous news, fabulous news. In fact, we must try and find out how Sharda gets on with her training, and we'll have a look at that one. And talking of the museum, Alexandra, I mean, it is packed as well, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yet again, more bits and pieces put into the museum. I bought an additional Dalek the other day. We've got another Cyberman. We are bursting at the seams. I hate to say it, I think at some stage I'm going to be looking for bigger premises again. But yes, so the museum is here, functioning well, getting our lovely customers from all around the world. You know, what can I say? We're having a great time. We just love what we do.
Now, we can't really talk about the shop and the museum without talking about the programme itself as well, because you're the first female doctor in the TARDIS. Now, see what you make of this, right? I thought, I like Jodie Whittaker, I think, is fabulous as the doctor. I think the band of people that she's got around her, companions, are great as well. I wasn't that kind of excited about the storylines, though, so far.
For me, the one about Rosa Parks, an amazing, brave woman. That could have gone horribly wrong. So hats off. I could have done without the inclusion of the little alien person. He could have been just, because the alien was already there. The bad guy was already there. That was the attitude and the society of the time. That was the bad guy. And it was wonderful the way they actually held it. Some of the stories for me have not been strong. I thought the one that was based on that well-known delivery company, I thought that was quite funny. But I love Tozin. What a find that guy is. Wonderful. He has such pathos about that guy. He's got it all. I was lucky enough this year when I was at San Diego Comic-Con to see the four being announced and showing the new screwdriver that was actually launched at that show. And Tozin was hysterical because they said to him, "So when you got the part, Tozin, what did you do? Because you're not allowed to tell anybody." He said, "I phoned my mate up and I told him, I just got Doctor Who." And the whole place just erupted. He's got so much personality. Absolutely brilliant. I think he's going to be the find. I think that guy is going big places in the same way that Peter the Smiler left for America. Oh, my goodness. And that boy, his career has just gone up and up and up and up.
And of course, you've got the Christmas special. Well, it's not the Christmas special this year. They've moved it to New Year's Day.
They actually announced that there's not going to be anything till 2020. I assume they've done that to say, well, you had something in 2019. They did say they are recording now. So presumably, hopefully, they're going to be concentrating more on the story arcs and getting something with a bit more bite to it.
Get the Daleks back. That's what I want.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Doctor Who is Doctor Who. It stands alone. But when you've got a tried and tested, fantastic baddie.
If you're going to miss a homicidal maniac, it might as well be a Dalek. That's what I say.
Absolutely.
Alexandra, if you're to pick one product for this year, what's the biggie you would tell people? What's the must-have for the Whovians?
For the new 13 Doctor fans, it's going to be the new 5-inch Jodie figure, which comes out in January. I think that's a must for that one. For the established old fans, I think these audios are brilliant. I think they're fantastic. So for the older style fans, snuggle up on the sofa, blankie around you, with your bobble hat on, with your slipper boots on, with a hot chocolate. Fantastic. That'll do for me.
Finally, Alexandra, if people would like to learn more about the Who Shop, the museum and so on, how do they get in touch with you?
Right, several easy ways. Obviously, come down and visit us. We're over in East London, just around the corner from Upton Park Tube Station. The museum is open Monday to Saturday from 10 to 4:30. The shop is open from 9:30 to 5:30, Monday to Saturday. And you can always go online, thewhoshop.com. where you can get anything and everything that you want, and hopefully more that you never even dreamed you could possibly get.
Alexandra, congratulations again on raising the money for the guide dog. That is a fabulous achievement. And listen, from everyone here at the radio station to all you guys at the Who Shop, have a great Christmas and a fantastic new year.
And to you guys, enjoy, have a lovely, peaceful, wonderful Christmas, and I will look forward very much to speaking to you next year, or maybe with more information about Sharda.